I just wanted to read you some comments from Don Webb, who is one of the spokespersons for this whole thing. He said, there are no labor problems, no material supply chain problems. My biggest concern right now is government intervention. What's difficult now during such a squirrely situation is the government. Is he just being honest, or is there some legal reason that he needed to say that?
Absolutely, there's a legal reason. I mean, he may be honest and it's a legal reason all at the same time. But if there's a delay by the contractor that's due to their own fault, there's going to be a liquidated damages clause in the contract where they get penalized every day over the projected substantial completion date. And it's not going to be a small amount. It might be $100,000 a day. I mean, the completion date is super important to the Raiders in this situation. So one of the outs for that liquidated damages clause, without having looked at the contract, but having worked in construction before I went into law school as an engineer, and having reviewed these contracts a number of times through my professional career, one of the outs is going to be government shutdown that's not a result of the contractor's malfeasance. Now, you get the job shut down by the government, and because you weren't following OSHA guidelines or you weren't doing something right, well, then that's still on you. Liquidated damages is still going to apply. If it gets shut down and you had it had nothing to do with you, but the government has ordered the shutdown for, let's say, pandemic reasons, then the liquidated damages clause is not going to trigger. So this could be a quote and setting the legal precedence for saving millions of dollars if it is, in fact, shut down.
Also in the story in the Las Vegas Sun, Webb says that 90% of the work on the stadium can be done with correct social distancing, with the workers 6 feet from each other. But he says, there's about 10%, you know, for instance, where people have to be near each other. If a guy's hanging a 100-pound glass door, that's a two-person job. He said he's been working with the governor and trying to work things out with Nevada OSHA people. He said it's getting, you know, kind of dicey, though. So how much of a risk is that to make sure that you're following OSHA rules and OSHA guidelines?
This one sounds like an honest quote to me, too, where if he were saying we could do this all with social distancing, I wouldn't have believed him. And there's enough photos out there that are showing these guys right next to each other. Now, the question becomes, can work be done within that 6-foot range in a safe manner? Masks, face shields, gloves. I mean, that's a good start. And if that's the OSHA guideline, then great. From my perspective, I have a little bit of different approach than what's being done on a statewide level in regards to essential, non-essential businesses. I think that if a business comes up with a plan, or an industry comes up with a plan and set of guidelines that can show either correct social distancing, or if distancing is unavoidable, that there are proper safety precautions in place, I think we should be encouraging all businesses to open under those sort of guidelines, because it's the best of both worlds. You're keeping the proper social distance, and you're limiting the economic fallout that's certainly to follow still, that we have no idea how deep it'll go. So I would encourage it. I would encourage a plan and working with the state officials to ensure that there's buy-in on those plans from medical experts that say that this is the best possible plan for avoiding contamination. And I would encourage that across other industries, not just construction.